The clinic, 11:47 a.m.
They had given me antibiotics, painkillers, and God knows what else. The next morning, I was feeling stronger. Higgins and Hewitt had unbuckled me, and I was taking my first careful steps. It hurt to walk, and I was limping. My leg wound, I was told, was due to a gunshot. Gradually, my memories came back to me.
About, are you?
I'm planning my escape.
Oh, aren't you a laugh? You have a visitor.
Good morning, DCI Sinclair.
A rather attractive young woman of East Indian descent entered the room. She was wearing a short, tight-fitting dress. Her eyes were fixated on me.
Do you remember who I am?
You're hard to forget. The last time I saw you, you put a bullet in me.
You ought to thank me for that.
Thank you.
I've come to pick you up.
I like the sound of that.
Be a good boy now.
I hope you like good boys.
I prefer them bad. Put your arm around me. Can you walk, Sinclair?
The question is, can I dance? Give me just a moment to pack my clothes.
Slowly, the fog in my mind was starting to lift. I could feel my strength returning.
Let's take the lift, shall we?
Who are you?
Control.
Oh. Do I get a safe word?
Sir James sent me. I'm Glenda Perkins. I'm your new handler.
I believe I requested a secretary.
Denied. Sorry, old chap. There's been a change of policy. Every field agent now has a handler. Control division.
Sounds rather strict.
In our line of work, there are only two options. Control or defeat. And I will never accept defeat.
You like to be on top, don't you?
In all things. Let's go, Inspector.
Evelina Road, Southeast London, 11:39 a.m.
It is odd, don't you think?
The needle marks.
Like Cordelia Barnes, Sheila had been struggling with drug addiction for many years. But now, she was clean and sober, and her friend was dead.
I met her at the Carlton Rehabilitation Clinic. She was clean, I know she was.
She may have relapsed.
Maybe. Bill, I...
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I just... That could have been me in that coffin.
I know.
I keep thinking of all the plans she had. And now, the things she'll never do, the life she'll never lead.
Come here.
Bill Connolly took her in his arms. He could feel her tears against his cheek. His heart was beating in his chest.
After my brother died, I thought the world had ended. All I had left was my friends.
Well...
And now...
I'm your friend, I think.
You are.
You can't let this destroy you, you know? You have to go on. Life is never easy. All you can hope for is the strength to endure.
Sheila raised her fingers to his face and gently touched his cheek.
Sorry. I think we should...
Is that a gun?
We don't know what's out there.
We don't know what's out there. Bill Connolly was a former tabloid reporter. 4 months ago, he survived a mass shooting in New York. From then on, he had dedicated himself to understanding the true nature of our world, the secret mechanisms that govern us all. He had, in a sense, peeked behind the curtain, and once you look, it changes you forever. Bill Connolly shoved the gun in his jacket pocket. He had his camera on a strap around his shoulder.
Perhaps he's not in.
His hours are posted right here.
The practice should be open. Let's go around the back.
He slowly pushed the low garden gate open.
Bill!
What? Don't scare me like that.
The back door. It's open.
Let's take a look.
Is that legal?
Of course not. Hello?
I don't think we should be here.
I know, me neither. Over there. The door over there. That must be where he sees his patients.
What is that sound?
Maybe he's eating his lunch. Dr. Meredith? Let's take a look. Oh my...
The creature was crouching in the doctor's main office. It was very gaunt. Its hands, its fingers were unnaturally elongated like claws. Its mouth resembled that of a deep sea fish filled with razor-sharp teeth. It wore an ill-fitting black double-breasted suit, now stained with blood, and a top hat. The man on the floor was freshly dead.
What is it doing?
Lunch.
The creature was feasting on the dead man's entrails. His legs, his arms had already been partially chewed off. His face was unrecognizable. The creature took off its top hat, raised its head like a snake and sniffed the air. Then it turned its white head. Its eyes were staring directly at Bill and Sheila.
My God.
Bill Connolly raised his camera.
Shoot it!
Right. Yeah, good idea. Oh, thank God.
Oh, that was close.